Which brings me to the reason we're here tonight, to honor the best missile defense in the missile defense profession. I'll call this my inspiration. So as I wrap up, I'd ask Chief Warrant Officer 3, Lucas Watterson, to please join me. Whoa. I talked about families earlier, and Chief is joined by some of his family. He's joined by his wife, Christine, their adorable daughter, Addie, who many of you probably don't know. There's a 2.5-year-old in the room. Talks about how well-behaved she is. Ooh, and Christine's parents, Bill and Deb, who made the trip from Atlanta to help recognize their son-in-law. So thanks for coming. Ooh. Earlier today we got a chance to chat, and I was inspired by a couple things. I was inspired about the selfless reasons he joined the service, and when I asked him why he became a warrant officer from a NCO, he said he had an opportunity to teach a warrant officer, and he liked what the warrant officers did, and it really gave him the opportunity to contribute at a higher level, and that's why he rose up for the challenge. Lucas is the winner of the Army's James A. Simpton Award and the MDA's Missile Defender of the Year. He epitomizes the vision of a future air defender. He lives the Army values and demonstrates character in all he does. His work with Terminal High Altitude Area Defense and Patriot Missiles in the 32nd Army Air and Missile Defense Command, well represented by the command, has significantly increased the understanding of how weapon systems can be integrated to more effectively and efficiently provide defensive fires. Over the last year, Lucas has supported efforts of every combatant command that has an air and missile threat. He's provided entry-level executable solutions to increasingly complex problem sets. He enabled tough, realistic training through increased rigor in our units. And he's known throughout the air and missile defense enterprise as a visionary and one of the most talented leaders preparing our forces to win our nation's future wars. The Shipton Award is named for Brigadier General James Shipton, who is acknowledged as the founding father of the Army's Air Defense Artillery Branch. Shipton felt that the mission of anti-aircraft defense was not only to down enemy aircraft, but really to protect our maneuver forces on the ground. It's important to note that any officer, soldier, NCO, or warrant officer is eligible for the Shipton Award. That pool is about 12,000 soldiers across our formation, and ladies and gentlemen, standing in front of you is one of 12,000. If you do the math, and I'm sure you probably can do it in your head, the chances of being up here today to receive this award is 0.00008. So we're really talking about a rare commodity and a significant accomplishment. Chief Watterson's leadership, tactical and technical proficiency, and commitment to excellence were judged to be the best in his branch. His superior tactical and technical expertise has marked him as one of the most respected warrant officers in the upper tier ballistic missile defense community. He distinguished himself as the Army's foremost expert in THAAD, employment integration. He was selected to lead a THAAD battery to Alaska. And within the United States Army, it's very unusual for a warrant officer to lead an organization like that, and it talks about the confidence his chain of command had in what he did. A shout out to the Navy. He was the first Army graduate of the Navy's Ballistic Missile Defense Operations Course. Whoa.
Thank you.
He improved our partner nation's capability by working with the United Arab Emirates and the Saudis. And I think tonight, if I asked him to take off a jacket, what you'd see is a big S. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're recognizing Superman tonight. It's my pleasure to present Chief Warrant Officer 3, Lucas Watterson, for the James A. Simpton Award. Whoa.
Thank you so much. It's a tradition here that we throw the game ball.
Oh.
And I'm going to ask my son, who's a much better thrower than I am, to do the honors.
I was actually getting worried about that.
And since we're talking hypersonic, we don't need to do any arches, so we can go right up and stretch the room. Ladies and gentlemen, please sit down. We'll get that.
I just caught a pass from an NFL player. That's pretty crazy.
Not a quarterback.
It didn't show, I promise. Before I begin, I'd actually like to give the Ricky Ellison jersey, I'm going to take this one if you don't mind, to my in-laws who are huge San Francisco 49er fans, if you don't mind. As usual, my wife's way ahead of me. But General Siemens, thank you for that incredibly kind, but also accurate and well-deserved introduction, I think. I'm glad that went over well. I was sweating that one a little bit, I have to say. But sir, in all seriousness, it was an absolute privilege to sit down with you today. Thank you so much for being here, introducing me, and help to present this award. You know, I have to say, as a young field grade warrant officer, anytime I get to sit down with a general officer one-on-one, especially the Army's G1, it's a pretty significant step in my development, and thank you very much for that. To General Coward, sir, I've looked up to you since I was a private in 5780A. When we worked together, that was about 17 years ago now. I've looked up to you since I was a private 5780A in the now defunct Underwood Kaserne in Hanau, Germany. It's been an incredible honor to serve under your command in both the Imperial Brigade and now with Blackjack's Finest. And I have to say, having you here adds a ton of significance to this already significant event. Thank you so much. To Chief Warrant Officer 5, David Jones, sir, I have to tell you, it's only been a short time since you've been the Command Chief Warrant Officer of 32nd AAMBC, but in that short amount of time, you really helped me take off my blinders and understand just how much of an impact warrant officers can have at every level of the air missile defense enterprise. By, with, and through, which if you know Mr. Jones, he uses that phrase probably every 10 minutes or so. By, with, and through your example, your leadership, your mentorship, and really your tenacity, you're really bringing the warrant officers of 32nd AAMBC further and forcing us to be that those tactical and technical leaders that we need to be to get readiness going. So thank you very much. To Mr. Ricky Ellison, sir, I think if you polled most air defenders, at least those of us who have been around for a few years, they'll tell you that you're not a true air defender until you've met Mr. Ricky Ellison. I've had the opportunity to catch a pass from you at an undisclosed location in the Middle East. We've shared traditional style Chamorran pig together in Guam. And most recently, we flew over the beautiful white sands of New Mexico in a Black Hawk helicopter. As a warfighter, I understand the importance of the work that you do at MDAA, and I have to say, I understand the role that it plays in ensuring that I get what I need to execute my mission. Thank you. You know, and on that note, I've been working at 32nd AAMBC for about 2 years now, and for a guy that spent the previous 15 years at the absolute tactical level, in placing and maintaining equipment, executing air battle management, or training those that were, the last 2 years in the plan shop in General Coward's headquarters has been extremely eye-opening. And I now have a much better appreciation for the fight at the operational and even the strategic level. But even though now I might be working with a combatant command level staff to shape strategic guidance into executable orders, or working on a theater security cooperation strategy, or providing input into a prioritized capabilities list, I never forget where I came from. And I have to say, I never forget one very important thing, and that one thing is that it's all about the battery. And for those of you that maybe haven't caught my meaning there, the most important thing that I do at 32nd AAMDC is to make sure the soldiers at that tactical level have the best training, the right equipment, well thought out and executable TTPs, and the available resources to execute their mission. Because when push comes to shove, comes to fireball, which if you're a missile defender, I hope you know what that means. When push comes to shove, comes to fireball, it will be those tactical operators at that, executing air battle management and placing and maintaining equipment and reloading missiles. They're going to fight where they're told and win where they're fight. And I sincerely hope that I was nominated and ultimately selected for this award for the work that I did making sure they have what they need. Cool. Before I step out from behind the podium, I would be crazy and also probably sleeping on the floor of this hotel tonight if I didn't thank some very important people in the room. First, to my in-laws, Bill and Deb Clark, who came all the way from Atlanta to see me today. Don't cry, Bill. But, they were with me when I was a very confused young man who really didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up, all the way until now where I'm a slightly less confused young man, but with a better grasp on my future. And I hope you know just how much you contributed to me getting this award. Thank you so much.